Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Ted Line. Good morning to the first shift. And good morning to the second shift. Good morning to Paraguay. Looking forward to you coming over here next month, being with us in person. Good morning to South Africa. When you gonna buy those tickets? In the name of Jesus. Good morning to Vancouver. Praise God. Praise God. How's your new marriage going over there in Vancouver? Brothers and sisters, I just want to tell you something this morning. And I don't want you to ever forget. Don't let the devil trick you, trap you, or even do anything to cause you to forget that he loves you. Because he does. It's unfailing, undeniable. God loves you. And I pray that everyone else will give you permission on here as well to rearrange the furniture in our brains. In the name of Jesus, I command this morning that the neurons conform to the way our Father God created them, and that any and all damage that has been done in the area of the brain, in particular the neurons, be healed. I command the brain to be restored to its perfect, optimum working conditions. I command that the blood that flows up the spine through the brain stem carries the proper amount of oxygen to the brain. In the name of Jesus, I command that the dendrites function normally in the brain this morning. And by the authority of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, I command all neuron and dendrite misfiring to cease right now in the brain. In the name of Jesus, I command the brain chemistry to rebalance to the way our Father God created it to be. In the name of Jesus, I pray for increased efficiency of nerve function and faster speed of processing with fewer errors in the brain. I pray this morning, Father God, that you would give us a supernatural ability to automatically digest the Word of God. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to create a superhighway in our brains and in our brain stem for your continual communication to us. I pray that every mental movement we make would be towards you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to filter any unholy information into our brain and destroy it before it ever gets there. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and pray that the sense in our brain would be a permanent image of our Lord Jesus Christ, high and lifted up, according to Isaiah 6 and 1. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you this morning, cleanse our brains from any demonic influence that has been used as a trick of the enemy to keep anyone on this line from seeing, hearing, and feeling and knowing your presence. Lord God, I ask you this morning, pair, recreate, renew our brains so that we can hear from you, so that we can know and trust that it's really you talking to us, identifying yourself with our regenerated human spirit. I pray this morning for people in hospitals, people that are having major surgery, minor surgery, inpatient or outpatient surgeries or medical treatments. I pray this morning, Father God, that you would repair the brain of all of those people that are suffering brain damage and don't know it through the use of Oxycontin and any of those other psychotropic drugs. I pray this morning for repair in the brain. I pray for the whole brain this morning, the front brain, the right brain, the left brain, the middle brain. I pray for perfect alignment of the head on the brain stem. I pray for the perfect alignment of the spinal column this morning. I ask you, Father God, to deliver and heal from any bulging disc in the spinal column this morning. I pray that where they were bulging, that they would decrease right now in Jesus' name. I pray for all the nerve endings coming off of the spinal column this morning. And I pray, Father God, for the muscular skeletal system that has anyone paralyzed or confined in any way to a chair. Whoever you are, get up out of that chair, rise up and walk this morning. Get up. Your legs might feel a little shaky, but as you move by faith and get on up, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. There's somebody confined to the bed this morning, and wherever you are in that bed, you got your head turned away from the wall. And you got your head turned away from the wall because you are in a state of utter despair. It doesn't even matter whether you hear this message or not. Father God, anoint a family member or somebody going to see that person today, and let the anointing be upon them so great that it will drive out that despair and hopelessness. And they will turn their face to the wall like King Hezekiah did. Even now, as you move in their head, you turn in their head away from the table where the water is and where the pills are sitting on that table. You turn in their head toward the wall. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. God, King Hezekiah, turned his face to the wall, and God extended his life. Whoever you are this morning, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is giving you 15 more years. You are not going to die right now. You're going to die, but you ain't going to die right now. anoint that family member to carry anointing of life to this person. And Lord Jesus, dispatch your holy angels to light up the room as a sign to the person that you're there, that you have given them life and you've extended their life for 15 more years. I don't care if you're 80. You ain't gonna die until you're 95. I don't care if you're 60. You're not gonna die for 15 more years because God just added 15 years to your life. You with the lung problem, you got lung problem, you got a breathing problem. In the name of Jesus, I'm commanding your lungs to be recreated this morning. I am commanding your lungs to be recreated this morning. In the name of Jesus, your lungs are being recreated this morning. Right now, breathe. Breathe. You can breathe. Breathe. You got new lungs. Take that, I don't know what you call it, COP machine off and breathe. Breathe. Breathe this morning. Somebody else, you got a problem in your left hip bone. God is recreating you a whole new hip. I don't care what they put in the hip. The pins are being made flesh. And he's growing your that left leg out so that it'll be, so you'll know that it shrunk because you ain't been walking on it. You ain't been using it. Stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out. Fear, go. Go, go, go. All fear, go. 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 Healing is taking place in the brain this morning. Them demons had they ain't mess with your mind as much as they mess with the physical organ of your brain. God is healing your brain this morning. God Almighty is healing your brain and restoring your mind. God is healing your brain and restoring your mind. I terminate that arrow that was shot by iniquity to damage your brain. God is healing your brain. Believe me this morning. You are feeling the fire of God going into your ears, somebody, your left ear. Your left ear is being opened up. Your left ear is being healed. Your left ear, also the left side of your head, where you suffered those, it was because of the damage in the ear. But God is healing all that this morning. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it. That witchcraft demon that brought that hypertension in, it's going right out through your ear because that curse came in through your ear gate. It was something you heard by the wrong spirit coming out the mouth of somebody. It's leaving, it's exiting your left ear right now. Somebody else out there, I don't know what kind of thing this is, but it causes your neck to, I don't know what you call it, But it like, it's like you make the wrong move with your head and you can feel a pull in your neck. God is healing. That thing is right, like behind your ear, between your brain stem and your ear. That's where the damage is. And God is healing that right now. So you're going to be able to move your neck. You can move your neck now. You can move it up and down, and you can move it from side to side. No more tension. No more problem. No more. It's gone. And as that is being healed, he's healing somebody else's shoulder, your left shoulder. Your left shoulder is being healed. Wow. God is healing somebody else's rotator cuff. I don't know what's happening this morning, but I seem to be flowing in a word of knowledge. Your rotator cuff is being healed. You can move that shoulder. You like a ball player, baseball player. Your rotator cuff. And it was damaged pretty bad. Because when the doctors went in there and did the surgery, I don't know what happened, but some kind of spirit got in that shoulder. But that demon is being dispelled by the power of the Holy Ghost right now. And in the name of Jesus, somebody else, you got to boil. You got to boil. And this boil, or whatever it is on the sole of your foot. And this thing was, because it ain't going to be painful anymore. Because God is, he going down into the very core of that thing and healing it. That thing on the bottom of your foot is so bad that it's demonic. It's demonic. You walked on something because you like to walk barefoot. And that demon got into its right. The problem is right in the middle of your foot, kind of over to the right, toward the toe, but God is healing it right now. He's going into the core of that thing and healing it, and you're going to be able to walk even footed with both of your feet, and you're not going to have to wear those built up shoes anymore in the name of Jesus. Somebody else, you sweat profusely. You sweat. You sweat in the wintertime. You sweat in the summertime. You sweat no more. God is regulating. I'm hearing your hormones, and it's a man too. And the problem is from your, progesterone or something. I don't know what that word is, but he's healing the man in the level of his progesterone, and the lady in the level of her estrogen, whatever. You can look it up, or I don't know what it is, but it has something to do with your hormonal balance or imbalance, and it make you sweat. He healing that this morning. Somebody else, I hear an ingrown nail. You let an ingrown nail get out of control. And it is causing you a lot of pain and swollen big toe, God is healing your big toe because he loves you. Because he loves you this morning. This is the way the Lord wanted to go this morning. There's a lady on here. Man, God, you always give me this stuff. There's a lady on here. You suffer with, as best I'm getting this from the Holy Spirit, vaginal dryness. And it causes you intimacy problems with your husband. God is restoring to you right now the natural fluids and destroying that vaginal dryness. So don't let it scare you when you know. That's God doing that for you because he loves you. Because he loves you. I see a little bone. There's a little bone in the man, it's in the brain, it's in the brain stem area. And God is healing this little bone. And this little bone. This little bone, they told you you were going to have to maybe have some kind of surgery in your head, but God is healing that little bone. When they go back and take another x-ray, ask them to x-ray it again, it's going to be gone. Or fixed. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Fixed. It's going to be fixed. God's going to do all this stuff because he loves you. He loves you this morning. Okay, I couldn't see the chat because I had my eyes closed. I had my eyes closed, so I couldn't see, but I see it now. But I'm glad you posted it up there. Progesterone and estrogen is what I didn't understand. So why is God going to do all this for you? Thank you, Father, for word of knowledge this morning. This heart, God is going into this heart, and you know what he's working on? He's working on somebody's aorta. He's working on their aorta. Something about the aorta. You were having a problem, but Jesus just healed you. As a matter of fact, he gave you a new heart. The aorta. I keep hearing valve. Aorta must be near a valve or something, or it is a valve. It's near a valve. He's healing that this morning. Why? Why is he doing this? Why is he working and operating in a and I hear this, you have outrageous behavior. You have outrageous behavior. But God is taking the rage out of your behavior. Whoever you are, he's taking the rage out of your behavior. And he's telling me, don't be scared of the softness that he's bringing in to replace the rage in your behavior. Why is he doing this this morning? I'll tell you why. In a New York City.
Let's take it back.
So much so that It's in your joints, which would mean that it would be rheumatoid arthritis. I'm going to cast it out, and you're going to be able to move your hands and your legs and your feet. Yours is really, really bad. It's really, really bad because you got swelling in those joints, you know, and almost to the point where the enemy tried to disfigure your hands. Go! Get out. Rheumatoid arthritis. Go! Now, why did I have to cast that out? It's not arthritis at all. It is witchcraft. I break and destroy the power of witchcraft disguising itself as rheumatoid arthritis. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose those joints. I command you to get out of those bones. I destroy the power of that curse in the name of Jesus. And that curse was placed on you by, just so you'll know who I'm talking to, by Naomi. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Loose those joints, fingers right now. Move your hands. You can. Go! Get out. I break the power of witchcraft off the riders. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Go! Out. Out of the joints. Yeah. You just also felt that pressure go from your right ear. Go! And somebody else, you feel nauseous. Go and vomit that stuff up from that bad witchcraft food. Go! Go! Get out. Right now, in the name of Jesus. God, I love you. I'm telling you this morning, he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you this morning. He loves you every day. Yeah. Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you. Thank you for a word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for blessing our brain this morning. Thank you for healing our brain this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is somebody listening this morning? Your problem is in your eyes. God is healing your vision. If you were any one of the people that I called out this morning, would you text me at what number do I have? Who knows? Why don't you email me at Erica? I need one testimony. Just give me one testimony this morning. Why don't you call me up? Area code 843. Six. No, I don't know about that. Why don't you call me up this morning at 843-782-3283 if you have a testimony, if you received the healing, or if you're on the chat line, why don't you put it in the chat line if you received the healing for anything that was called out through the word of wisdom, word of knowledge this morning. I need one testimony. Just one. I know it's more than one, and the person in the hospital bed, I might not be able to get that one for a couple of days.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yeah. Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
You know I could have been sleeping.
Because their family is right there and they don't believe it. And they say they are an athlete that was injured in a football injury. So they're going to contact me back after they go to the doctor this morning. They're going to go to the doctor this morning and they're going to contact me back. And they said, So we'll be surprised who that one is. And the other one, said that they were in the car, that they'll have to let me know later. They got healed in the car on the way to work. So I know it's plenty more plenty more. But just briefly, I was wondering why God had given me this very, very short message. This was it. If you win the morning, you can win the day. That was how I started. And then God started showing me about appointed time. He gave me that word, appointed time. So I looked it up and I found about 29 Bible results for appointed time. Okay? Genesis 18:14 is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Well, based on what's happened already, somebody that was barren is about to be pregnant. Okay? The appointed time, at Exodus 9 and 5, the Lord appointed a set time. This is it, brothers and sisters. This is it. This is it. So you can look up the rest of those scriptures for appointed time. This is the appointed time. And as you know, I just came on the show talking word of knowledge in terms of healing and deliverance this morning. And so then it's the 29 scriptures under appointed time. You run your own reference. And but I just gave you a couple of them. But it says, the first fruits, there's appointed time. Remember me, oh my God, for good. And then all the days of my appointed time till my change come. Psalm 81:3, blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed. It's appointed time. That's all I can tell you. It's appointed time. But then right before he stopped me and took me back, Daniel 11:29, at the time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter. It's some other things, but this is what I want you to get here. God told me this morning, what happened is I was talking to one of the headliners. It was going to be my last call of the night, and I actually went to sleep listening to them. And they woke me up on the phone, and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. But God was, they had a strange demonic phenomena happen at their house. And with their permission, I'm going to post the picture, but I got to get their permission first. And this is what God was saying through another prophet to me. War, contending, is nothing but a faith builder. God has already secured your blessings by giving his son Jesus, who went through the ultimate warfare to reveal the Father to us. Jesus warred to give you and I access into Father God. Now you are warring and must war to demonstrate the destiny that Jesus paid for you to have. When God, Holy Spirit, sent Jesus, led Jesus into the wilderness, Jesus warred for 40 days to overcome every temptation known to man, so that he, Jesus, could reveal himself as the Messiah. Jesus warred and won a victory over everything that would keep you from becoming you in Christ Jesus. Now, you and I daily, through this TED line, enter into the war, displaying this victory and revealing who God created you to be, demonstrating to this whole planet your destiny in Christ Jesus. This is the part you got to understand. Satan must stop you. Satan must do everything he can to stop you at all costs from becoming who God knows that you are, and Satan knows that you are, but I'm sorry to say most of you don't know who you are. So Satan, as part of his job description, is to stop you at all costs from being conformed and God developing into you his ability, brothers and sisters, to accomplish those things which must be done on this earth. Those things which God is holding you responsible for speaking into existence and demonstrating his ability, his existence into this planet. Your testimony, which is life-giving and faith-building to the ears of everybody that's open to receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. God needs you to provide to this world his reality by way of your testimony, by way of your actions, by way of your life within and out of you into this world to bring this world God's truth into manifestation, to bring into this world the weakening and to being brought to nothing the kingdom of Satan, the devil, and his demonic host. And God is saying to you this morning, it's easy for you because Satan's kingdom has already been defeated. But now today, only those of you filled with the Spirit of God, you're the only ones on this planet called, chosen, and enabled to enforce God's kingdom come, God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's kingdom come, God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I was just given permission to post a picture. I don't have it handy here, but we'll post it for tomorrow morning for sure. It'll be on there. We'll send it out today. God is doing some incredible things through this ministry. God wants to do some incredible things through you. God wants to deliver us from all evil and the evil one, for his is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, forever. Our Father has a perfect plan for us. Our Father has a perfect plan for you. He wants you to keep asking. He wants you to keep seeking. And he wants you to keep on knocking, so that you can keep on receiving, keep on receiving, and keep on receiving him. Jesus said, Matthew 7:7-11, that your Father in heaven is beyond your earthly father. Brothers and sisters, we, like that group that was going into Canaan, have fallen into unbelief, many of us, because we are afraid of the war that's ahead. Verse 1 says, while the promise of entering his rest still remains and is freely offered today, let us fear in case any one of you may seem to come short of reaching it or think he has come too late. Get this. You got to enter into war to enter into God's rest. You got to enter into war to enter into God's rest. Not only do you have to enter into war to enter into God's rest, you got to overcome and win. The promise is there. But as we enter into our faith conflict, we will gain a supernatural spiritual rest as we secure the promise. The scripture says, therefore, since the promise remains for some to enter into his rest, and those who formerly had the good news preached to them failed to. They couldn't grasp it. They didn't enter in because of one thing, their own unbelief, evidenced by their own disobedience. God, again, is setting a definite day, an appointed time. God, again, is providing us with another opportunity to enter into that rest by winning the war. Brothers and sisters, can you put it up? Yeah, Jose can put it up. Oh, I thank God I have sent it. I have sent it to them to look at. God is saying today, if you do hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Go on and win. God created you a winner. God created you to win and not lose. I'm going to tell you how you win. I ain't going to leave you hanging. Right now, purpose in your heart to know that God loves you. Purpose in your heart to receive the fruit of his love. You hear me? Could somebody post that in the room for me? Purpose in your heart to receive the fruit of God's love to you. We in a war. And the devil done got pretty bold here lately. He got pretty bold. But guess what? He ain't bolder than this old soldier right here. Because there is something, brothers and sisters, called Holy Ghost boldness. And I got it. You need it. It comes from God. Because the devil done gone crazy. He done gone crazy. He knows he can't touch you without you allowing him to. It won't post?
Yeah.
Where? There it is. There it is. You see that? He showed himself. You won't believe that. That image is a sock. Those are two socks. Do you see that? Can you see the picture? Those are two socks. The devil manifested his face. And I know he didn't do it on his own. I know God made him do it. He's giving you infallible proofs of the devil. Why? Because you got to war against him. You got to win so that you will become the demonstration of God. Do you see that picture? Text me on the anybody that could see it. On tedline.com or YouTube or where you got a picture. Is this where the Spreaker chat room image is, right? So you ought to be able to see it on your smartphone. You see that image? I'm just so thankful that this Tedliner snapped the picture. I know you in the chat room. Do you want to reveal yourself to them or no? If you do, just say, I'm the person that this happened to. Nelly says she could see it. The person that the devil manifested himself. Do you want to reveal yourself so that people will know this is a prayer warrior? This is a tagliner. The devil was forced. Understand, he don't want to do this stuff. He was forced to reveal himself as tormenting and the source of this witchcraft problem that this lady experienced. I went to sleep. I'm telling you, she was the last person I was going to talk to. Fell asleep. I put in long hours. I started at 4 in the morning. And I really don't know what time this was last night when I was talking to her. But I had just said, Lord, I'm going to make one more call. But really, it was the Lord saying, Erica, make one more call. No, ma'am, I'm not ready to reveal myself. Thank you. Well, okay. She's not ready to reveal herself. What does it mean? It means that God is bringing them devils. It means that there's so much heat being put on him through prayer, through this lady's faith, that God, that demon tried to hide in a sock, and God exposed it. That's my ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. This is this ministry that you are affiliated with. Will somebody post 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 in the chat room? It ain't the things you think you know. It ain't the things that happen. Post the whole scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. You see, it's God that got to bring this stuff out the dark. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy he chose this ministry. I'm so happy he chose you. You that have suffered. You that have been broken. You so yielded to God, so surrendered to God, he can now expose the works of the devil. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. To God be the glory this morning. To God be the glory. Leave that up, Jose. I'm going to go off with that up. You see, brothers and sisters? That's right, Sarah. For such a time as this. That's what Mordecai told Esther. He said, who knoweth whether thou hast come into the kingdom for such a time as this? Therefore, judge nothing before its time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light what is hidden in darkness and reveal the intentions of the hearts, and then praise will come to each one from God. I love it because it's real. Jesus is real. The devil is real. And when you get a reality of that thing you see laying on that floor, the manifestation, that thing came to harm that lady. But what happened? God brought it to light. And if you see in the little sock, it's like there's an image in the other sock, look like one of them old Nebuchadnezzar type devils. God has given me so much stuff to research, but he confirming the other man's testimony. He confirming the testimony of Brother Jack through another woman in a whole other state so far from him, he won't even imagine it. God say, out of the mouth of one or two witnesses, let every word be established. God can't have you running around here crippled up, sick. He got to heal you to make you a good soldier. You got to go in this battle whole, heal, and lacking nothing. That's called salvation. Whole, complete, and lacking nothing. Sozo, soteria, S-O-Z-O, or S-O-T-E-R-I-A. That is the word and the full meaning of salvation, deliverance. Whole, heal, lacking nothing. And that also includes your finances and in the financial area. It said there's a face in the black thing at the top of the picture. Uh-oh. See what God say? He sent them out in twos. See what God say? Because if one fall, the other one can pull them out. But you see, God got so many people that are so gifted. And it is only when these gifts come together in the body of Christ that we can do real damage. Why did God expose these demons to us? Because we're going to do something about them. God exposed them so that they could be dealt with. But he got to have a people. Daniel, I think it's Daniel 10. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. These demons are going to be stopped. They can be stopped. They can be stopped. They can be stopped. The people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. I got another text. I see the face. They can be stopped. But guess who got to do the exposing? God. But guess who got to do the stopping? You and me. We got to do the stopping. Why? Because God relegated authority on the earth to us. He sent Jesus to take back what the devil had stolen, and Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to empower us and indwell us. We are indwelt by, empowered by, unloosed, called, chosen, and anointed. Every spirit-filled believer got a part in the body of Jesus Christ. So, you know what? He going to expose even more stuff now. Because one or two people wasn't afraid. One or two people ain't scared. I ain't scared. Write that, Jessica. I ain't scared. And if you going to hang with me, you can't be scared either. In the name of Jesus. In the words of Erica, I ain't scared. If he could have killed me, I would already be dead. That's right, Nelly. If he could have killed you, you'd already be dead. That means he can't kill you. If he could have killed this lady by manifesting his ugly face, she'd have already been dead. Torment, torture. And God say, I'm going to expose you because they're going to eliminate you all the way out the spirit realm and you ain't going to torment or torture nobody else in the name of Jesus. Tried to put me to sleep on the phone. Did, but the lady woke me up and I just went right on where I was. I laughed, she laughed. But I told her, I said, now look at here. We got to ask God what to do about this, what to do with this. You pray, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get together. And what was the message? After I told her to pray, I said, you pray, I'm going to pray. And this is what God said. His answer was war. His answer was, if you win the morning, you can win the day. If you win the day, you can walk in the way. Way of what? his authority, his power of over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. And then he came back and he said, now is the appointed time. Now, Erica, now is the time for what, God? War and win. I know what to do. And how are we going to win? By his might, by his strength, by his power, which equals what? His love for you and me. He's going to heal us. He's healing us now. He's making us strong now. Because the battle is win now. This is Sister Erica. I will see you tomorrow on the TED line. I think we're going to leave this up some kind of way. I'm going to post it on the Spreaker thing too. Look at this. He loves us. This demon was not allowed to kill this lady. Ain't God great? God wanted. And see, he has some witness and testimony in each one of you. It's time for you to open your mouth. It's time for you to start giving your testimony. It's time for you to tell the truth. See you tomorrow on the TED line.
Let's take it back. nobody.